Citizen of Sirius is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer, Ruvain Ben, Yitzchak Halevi. We are learning Kedusha together. We last left off contrasting that Hashem is Melo Kol Haaretz Kvodo. He fills the entire world with His glory. And Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kamo, the difference between the two explained, or of Soloveitchik, is the difference between the God of immanence and the God of transcendence. The Ribbono Shelom is accessible, is revealed, who feels close and casual and connected. And at the same time, simultaneously, the Ribbono Shelom who's distant, who is incomprehensible, who is inaccessible to us. But what is Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, that word Mimkomo, one of the names of Hashem, what is it exactly that we're getting at? So the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel tells us that nobody knows the Makam of Hashem. Remember, here we're relating a conversation between the Malachim. The Karazel Zevi Amar, the Malachim, the celestial angels, are partnering, collaborating to praise Ribbono Shel Olam, and even they say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. Gemara in Chagiga says, Shehu Mekomo Shel Olam, Ve'ein Olam Mekomo. We call Hashem Makom because Hu Mekomo Shel Olam. Hashem is the whole world, but the whole world is not Him. He transcends, He's separate, He's different, He's apart. That's Kadosh, 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 is the different higher realms and worlds. He's separate and apart in each of those. And therefore, every time we think we understand, we can comprehend, certainly Chalila, we should not feel entitled to understand or to know. We are reminded and we declare, we affirm, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Kvod Hashem, Mimkomo, Mimkomo, His place. Even the Malachim are not in His place. Even the Malachim, who are an extension of Him, even they can't see or understand. The Rosh Hashulchan writes, Hashem's actions all come Mimkomo, so we can't understand or comprehend Him. There are people who mistakenly say, I believe in God. I believe there's a creator. I believe there's a source of all. But I deserve to understand. I demand to know why. What they fail to realize is, with the admission that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, is the concession that there are things we cannot and won't understand. He's infinite and omnipotent, and we're finite, we're mortal, and we're limited. And all of that we say when we acknowledge Baruch Kvod Hashem, Mimkomo, from His place. Not only can we not understand, even the Malachim cannot understand. And the Sefer Aras HaTfili writes, Yisrabe Gilo Shem Hashem Mimkomo, She'ena Malachim Yodim Ayei Mekomo. The Malachim are looking around. Google Maps, Waze, AI, they're searching, but they can't find. Mimkomo, His place, is not our place. So as much as connected as we feel, as close as we are, as much as we relate, Avinu Shebashamayim, He's a loving Father, Mekomo, His place is still very different than ours. The Medrash, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and Taras Kanim, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Af Chayos HaKodesh HaNosas Es Kisei HaKavod, even the Chayos HaKodesh, who are the ones adjacent, they carry the Kisei HaKavod, the Divine Chariot, which is the highest level. The Rambam Hilchos Sodei HaTorah says, this is the Darga HaElyona. The Malachim at their highest level are those where the Kisei HaKavod, next to the Kisei HaKavod, even they, Einan Ro'os Es HaKavod. They can't see it. They're not up close to it. Shimon Omer Ki Lo Yaroni HaAdam V'Chai, Af Malachim Shechayim Chai Olam, Einam Ro'om Es HaKavod. Since one of the principles, the rules, the prerequisites to life, Hashem says, if you're a living being, you can't see me and live. The Malachim, even though their life is an eternal life, but they're Chai. Since they're alive, they cannot see or comprehend. So all of this is included. When we say Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimekomo, we're acknowledging His makom is different than ours. We're not entitled, we don't have a right, and often we won't understand. Makom is also Hashem's name that's used when we feel distanced or far off. Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, when a person goes through a tragic loss, a loss, when they need to be comforted, we say Hamakom. The makom should comfort them. Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, because one of the four sons is the Rasha. So Baruch Hamakom, we invoke the name of Hashem of Hamakom. The Shulchan Aruch records in Yerodea, not only do we say Hamakom Yenachem when a person's lost a loved one, if a person, not to equate the two by any stretch, but a person's lost a lot of money, enormous value, assets, we say Hamakom Yenachem also to such a person. We invoke the name of Hamakom when a person feels distant or far apart. When Avram is walking to the Akedah, Torah describes Vayaras Hamakom Merachok. He felt, he saw, even though in that moment it was Hamakom, but it was Merachok, person can feel as a distance. The Maharal in his Gur Aryeh and Shmos describes that Hashem relates to us and connects to us on our place, in our place. When He appears to Moshe Rabbeinu to recruit him to be a leader, He appears from a thorn bush. Rashi there writes, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Imo Anochi Betzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu connects to us on the makom we're on. When we're feeling lowly, He He comes down to our level from a thorn bush. Person is high and lofty. He connects to us from that makom. And so another understanding, Baruch Hashem, Kvod Hashem mimakomo, means a person's makom. Depending on the makom we're on is the way that Hashem connects to us, and we can find him based on where we are, because he wants to always be accessible to us. And even though the person, and sadly we hear this, some people say, I can't find my place. I don't know what my place is. I have no place. Everyone has a place, because one of the names of Hashem is makom. He makes a makom, he gives a makom, he is a makom for everyone. Everyone has a place, as long as they're in a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam.